Last segment, we talked about merpeople, and joining us now on the ticket hotline is somebody who wants to chime in that conversation. We have an actual merman on the phone with us. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. Craig, good to be with you.
Yeah, good to have you. The whole topic of mermaids and mermen is interesting. What's your name?
Murray Man. Two N's on the end of my last name there.
Well, that works out well.
Yeah, merman. Yeah, I am a merman, and I'm glad to be on your program because we're really trying to mainstream mermaiding right now, and I think this documentary is going to do wonders for us. You know, I am my grandmother. You know, this isn't just some pretend thing. My grandmother was an actual mermaid.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was an actual mermaid. My grandfather was a pirate. And he was a pirate there in the Caribbean, and he met and mated with my grandmother, who was a mermaid. She gave birth to my mommy, and then my mommy was, you know, of course, part mermaid, and then my dad was also a quarter mermaid. So that both of them being a quarter makes me a half mermaid.
Okay, so it just came naturally to you,
very naturally, George. And you know, I gotta say, it's tough being a merman. You know, we only get half the pay of the mermaid, so it's kind of flipped the script there on what's going on in the mermaiding community versus the human community, or landlubber community, as we call it. Yeah. But so I'm looking for equal pay for equal swim. That's my big slogan.
Okay, I've never heard of that before. And do you work around here, or where do you work?
George, that's a good question. I work around, do a lot of work in Miami. There's a big mermaiding community in Miami. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, big mermaiding community over in the San Francisco all the way down to L.A., around that coast, the mm-hmm. California coast area. And then a big mermaiding community in Euless. Kind of the Hearst, Euless, Bedford.
Really? Okay. There's such little water out there.
I know. It's tough. We got a BYOW. You know, it's bring your own water for those shows we do out there at HEB.
Yeah, some of these tanks these mermaids were swimming in were huge.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, I don't use that big a tank. You know, I have to book a few more kids' birthday parties. I'm trying to buy a bigger tank right now. I'm working with a 30-gallon tank.
That's really small. How does that even hold somebody?
Yeah, it's very small. I can barely fit, you know, part of myself in it. But you know what? It's kind of fine with me. You know, I need the bigger tank just to sell it for more legitimacy. You know, I look more professional as a merman being mm-hmm. in a bigger tank. But I like the smaller tank just because I can't hold my breath for that long. I really suck at that. And plus, I've got worse hydrophobia than a rabies victim.
Oh my gosh. Oh no.
So yeah, but I gotta make some money before I can buy a bigger tank, you know. So any of your listeners out there, or you know, $50 and your kid can see a merman make a poodle balloon animal and distribute sheet cake. You know, it's really an expensive
while you're splashing in a 30-gallon tank. That sounds like a great show.
Yeah. Hey, look, you know, a lot of people think we're just delusional idiots from middle class families with disposable income to buy tails off Etsy, but you know, really, that's true.
True. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, it's a little sad, you know, but you know, hey, there's upsides to being a merman. We get more tail than you could possibly believe.
All right, you got us there.
Cheap joke that is.
Got to get used to the smell, of course, but hey, we've all been to the ocean, haven't we?
Yeah, been there.
A tough one. You got to fight through that, but you know, you'll fight through anything if there's you know what involved.
What?
That special area.
Murray.
On a feminine female.
Okay.
So, but this documentary is going to do wonders for us, and I appreciate George, you bringing some awareness.
Well, I tried.
We're
mainstreaming
mermaiding. That's what we're doing, and I'm staging a production of my life story called Mermania. It's going to be playing at the Pocket Sandwich Theater Shop.
Has it been mania?
And Mermania, and I've hired a former almost Olympic swimming coach to do the choreography, Marge Schwimdiddler. I don't know if y'all have heard of her. But
we do know her.
Yeah, she's got
it.
Employment.
So if you visit with her next time, make sure you ask her about Murray Mann. She'll know me. She'll know me. She's bringing my life story to a 30-gallon tank near you.
All right, Murray. Well, good luck.
Hey, yeah, and George, what you asked me about off the air, I can make that happen. I know a lot of these mermaids.
This is the first time I've talked to you.
George, you really are interesting.
I haven't talked to him.
Enjoy it. I think you'll really enjoy it. It's a different experience for sure.
Okay. All right, Murray.
Hey,
we'll see you.
You guys. Appreciate it. And I understand Norm is leaving your station, so just wanted to wish him a happy retirement.
Oh, okay, that's great. Very kind.
Yeah, absolutely. And hey, DeSantis really trailing Trump right now.
All right, we got to run. Okay. We'll see you, Murray. Take care. There goes a merman.